This is the son of PCJ.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, or to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea. They say it's not nutritious, but darn it, it's delicious. And that's all that matters to me. It turns your meat to leather. Well, let's all die together. The one drink in paradise is tea.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, for to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of your program, Happy Station, for this, the 15th of September, 2012. Now, I know that many of you are not hearing the show on the 15th. It could be a Friday, could be a Saturday, could be a Sunday, could be a Monday. But I say the 15th only because I want to confuse you. Yes, there's nothing more like a little bit of confusion every now and again to put our feet on the ground. And if you think this is a very confusing opening statement, you don't know the half of it. Anyway, it is very nice to have you with us. Keith Parent here with you for the next 55 minutes. And this week, something actually I want to talk about for a moment. Because many of you are familiar with BBC World, the BBC 24-hour news channel. And there was something that I realized over the last few weeks. There's certain information that they've been constantly getting wrong. And that is the weather forecast, which goes out every day at 1:30 UTC following the news. Why do I say it's wrong? Well, it all started a few weeks ago. And they went on and they said, oh, by the way, the weather today in Taipei will be a few light showers. I'd like to know what their definition of a few light showers was, because it was anything but a few light showers. It was a major downpour. The following day, they said cloudy skies with a big downpour expected on Friday. Not this Friday, but a Friday a few weeks ago. Well, that Friday turned out to be just cloudy, no rain, and blue skies. So I thought, you know, maybe I should pay attention for a little bit, and that's exactly what I did. Today, the date that we've recorded this show, they said Taipei was going to be cloudy with thunder and lightning. No, not at all. We had blue skies. They said the outside temperature in Taipei will be 26 degrees Celsius. They were also off on that. When I checked the official temperature from the Central Weather Bureau, the official outside temperature was 34. So it makes me wonder, how can they be getting this incorrect time and time again? Not just once, but practically every single time. I think the only time that they had it right was when we had some typhoons in the area a few weeks ago, and they said we were supposed to get some rain. They were correct on that. but the rest of the time they haven't been. So I decided to check out the website for BBC Weather and compare it with the official Taiwan Central Weather Bureau. The BBC one's temperature is usually off by between 5 and 10 degrees, as well whether or not it's going to be sunny or rainy. I'm just expecting them in the winter to say, for the first time in 100 over 100 something years, snow. I know that during the winter last year, they gave the outside temperature as 5 degrees centigrade, and they did that for a little bit, for 3 weather bulletins, and then came back later and said, oh, it's actually 15. 5? 5 in Taipei? I don't think it has ever been 5 in Taipei. In the winter, it never goes below, at the coldest, maybe 12, 15, and that's only usually for a couple of days, but 5? No. So, when comparing it then to the official results from the Taiwan Central Weather Bureau, it made me wonder, how many other places are they getting incorrect as well? So, I had some friends of mine in Hong Kong, Shanghai, and Beijing check the same thing. And guess what they found out? I will tell you right after the song. Here's Lulu and To Sir With Love. Sir With Love, Lulu. Now, before we play that song, I told you that I had some friends of mine check the same results in Hong Kong, Shanghai, and Beijing. Also off. The funniest one was a friend of mine in Shanghai, and he said, well, the BBC said there was going to be some light showers. Quote, light showers. It even had it listed on the BBC's weather site. But at that time, they didn't have just light showers. They were getting the tail end of a typhoon. That's light showers. Beijing, they said blue skies. It was cloudy and rainy. In Hong Kong, the temperature was supposed to be, by all accounts to the BBC, 31 degrees. No, it was 36. So it makes me wonder, where is the BBC getting these funny results? Or are they just kind of pulling them out of a hat? I don't know. It's a little bit strange. Anyway, enough about all that nonsense. Welcome to the show. It's very nice to have you. I sort of had to get that out of the way because it's sort of a pet peeve. Now, we all know, we all have pet peeves, of course, with weathermen, you know. Especially when they say, oh, yes, the weather's going to be nice and it's snowing or something like that. But, I mean, getting it wrong to completely giving inaccurate information where the accurate information is available somewhere else is totally beyond me. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Anyway, the music on today's program, except for the song that we began with, is going to be songs with a lyric by Hal David. As you know, Hal David passed away recently, so we're going to be featuring a lot of the songs that he composed with Burt Bacharach. Also on today's show, another installment, of the Name Game with Bob Zanotti. Yes, another Name Game with Bob Zanotti. But to begin, let's now have two very well-known songs by Hal David and Burt Bacharach. Dionne Warwick, Walk On By. That'll be followed by Gene Pitney and 24 Hours from Tulsa.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by, walk on by, make believe that you don't see the tears, just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you, I break down and cry. Walk on by.
Something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I saw a welcoming light and stopped to rest for the night, and that is when I saw her as I pulled in outside of a small motel. She was there So I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. She took me to the cafe. I asked her if she would stay. She said, okay. Only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. The jukebox started to play, and nighttime turned into day. As we were dancing closely, all of a sudden I lost control as I held her charms, and I caressed her, kissed her, told her I'd die before I would let her out of my arms. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I hate to do this to you, but I love somebody new. What can I do when I can never, never, never go home again?
"24 Hours from Tulsa," Gene Pitney. And before that, "Walk On By" by Dionne Warwick, with music and words by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. You're listening to the International Happy Station. It's very nice to have you with us. We now go to another installment of The Name Game with Bob Zanotti. And we'll tell you how you can get in touch with us to let us know if you know what he's and where he's talking about.
Hello and welcome to The Name Game. This is Bob Zanotti. I've just gotten off a train at one of Switzerland's most important rail junctions. We're just hearing an announcement for a train which continues on to Bellinzona in Ticino in the south. This is a fascinating spot we're at today in central Switzerland, and I hope you'll join me for the rest of the program to learn more. And welcome back to The Name Game. This is Bob Zanotti. Well, as I said at the very beginning, before our little bit of Swiss country music from this part of Switzerland, we are in central Switzerland. This is the Swiss heartland, both geographically and also politically and historically. We are at a little place. It's a small village about 18 kilometers east of the city of Lucerne. But our mystery location today is not in the canton of Lucerne, but in the canton of Schwyz, which is one of the original founding Swiss cantons, as a matter of fact, back in 1291. We are on a lake. Now, don't be confused, because if you look at a map of Switzerland, you will see the very large and rather complicated Lake of Lucerne, also called the Lake of the Four Forest Cantons in German. But we are at the bottom end of another lake. This one is the Lake of Zug, Z-U-G. We're at the bottom end of the Lake of Zug. Joining us for this edition of The Name Game is Killian Arnold. Mr. Arnold knows quite a bit about this particular location and this area. He works here. He spends all of his time in this area. Mr. Arnold, the lakes in Switzerland tend to have a lot of history, early history because they were very attractive places to stay. And I think here in our mystery location, in this village, we have a lot of Celtic and Roman history. Is that correct? Going back a long time.
There is a bit of history in the town, and even a part of a defense fall can be found in the town.
Imagine a defense wall?
Defense wall, yeah.
The great wall of where we are right now, against the Habsburgs, I believe. That was in the 1300s.
Yeah, against the Habsburg, and as well, it was some sort of a gate that the cattle couldn't run away in the early days.
So a dual function then, protection and keep the cattle in.
That's the case.
Now you can still see, I think, 100 meters of that, and it's right over here on the right bank of the lake. I can't see anything here, it's too far away, but it can still be seen. And you have a Roman history too. The Romans were here even before Christ.
Yeah, it was a major settlement.
Now, unfortunately, there was also quite a bit of disaster which befell this particular area as well, and natural disaster and also disease going back in time.
Yes, the plague was here as well, and apart from that, disastrous landslide happened in the year 1806, and more than 400 people died during this accident.
There was a very strange thing that happened. As a matter of fact, I read about it, that the church, or part of the church, was under the landslide as well, and then almost miraculously, a few days later, the bells of the church appeared at the surface, and they were taken, and they can still be seen in a museum here. Yeah. And a big fire, too, I think in 1719 or something, destroyed the whole village. There were a couple of fires here, but that was the worst one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the worst one. Even during that fire, the village fountain was destroyed. And there's one fact which can be mentioned is quite interesting about the village fountain. It's made out of local granite, and it's made out from one single piece. And it was a little bit destructed during this big fire.
But it's still there. I mean, I think it was built in originally 1621, if I'm not mistaken. And as you say, one piece of stone, and it's octagonal with eight sides, and I think it's considered almost unique in Europe. I don't know. That's the reputation anyway.
Yeah, that's the reputation, and it's right. It's a unique fountain which can be found here.
Well, so much about disaster and problems that have befallen this place. It's really hard to believe because as I face north here, we're at the very edge of the lake. It's in the late springtime now, and we still don't have a lot of tourist traffic, but it is so beautiful. There's something, I don't know, inspiring about being at the edge of a large lake like this. We have the rail lines to the left and to the right of us on both banks. And otherwise, it's very picturesque, it's very quiet, it's very peaceful. And I suppose a lot of people come to spend a quiet day just walking along the lake or having a meal. That's probably the tourism, I guess, in this particular case.
Yeah, the quietness, the silence is certainly one major advantage of the village. But apart from that, some other attractions, even so smaller attractions, can be found in the village.
For example?
There is a small animal park, extremely popular for families and young children. Can go have a look around, touch the animals. You can go up on a mountain quite close to the village, which is called Drigi.
Oh, that's the famous one, right?
Yeah, that's quite popular, and it's easy accessible. And last but not least, a small distillery can be found in the village, and there are tours provided by the distillery, and you can have a look in it. You can have an insight into the art of making brandies.
That's very close to your heart. We're going to talk about that, yes. Mr. Arnold, because you work for that company, Fassbind. And this is a name which is known all over Switzerland. It's a very traditional company producing a very traditional product, and that is the product number one, I think, probably that most people would associate with you, is Kirsch, or cherry brandy. Why is Kirsch so important around here?
Kirsch is extremely important for the agriculture, for the economy of this part of the Switzerland. There are a lot of farmers who strongly depend on the cherries.
How long does it take to make Kirsch?
Yeah, it takes around 6 to 7 weeks. So the cherries get in, they must be fermented, and afterwards you have to distill them. But then it depends how long you would like to store the actual distillate. You can store it for several years, or you can go out on the market after a couple of weeks.
Now, there are so many different kinds of kirsch. I've had kirsch myself, and some seem very rough, others seem very smooth. What is basically the factor that determines the quality of a good kirsch?
That's the product itself, the cherries.
The raw materials.
The raw material plus the art of the distiller.
Now, kirsch, or Kirschwasser as it's also known, looks like water, but it's real fire water, of course. I mean, what is the average alcohol content of that?
It's around 40%.
I know that kirsch is very often put in fondue, which is traditional in Switzerland, but also it's drunk as a digestive, as one says, after meals. It helps the digesting process. Is that correct?
That's correct, as every spirit does, yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of food, that's also one of the attractions here. There are boats during the high season here that people can take, and you can spend all day and even all evening just eating on these boats. They go up and down. A lot of people do that. In fact, fondue was mentioned, and you can have fondue on these boats too.
Yeah, they are the so-called fondue boats. You can enter the boat and have a look around the area while eating and enjoying a fondue.
It sounds like fun. And also folklore, this is a very traditional part of Switzerland, and I know that there are a lot of folkloric events which are still continued here at all times of the year. I think, for example, of the so-called Klaus Parade, which takes place in the wintertime near the Christmas time. This is very common here. And then you have other folkloric events too.
During summertime, the major attraction is Swiss wrestling.
Schwingen.
Schwingen, yeah.
And of course, where there's Schwingen, there's also probably Swiss country music and a lot of good atmosphere. People follow this. This is a really serious sport with many people.
Yeah, people follow this, and they are in clubs, and they really take care of the traditions.
So you see the people around here at their best, really enjoying themselves.
Can be said like that.
Okay. Killian Arnold, thank you very much for telling us about our mystery location. There is another industry which has put this particular mystery location on the map, and we're going to go there now, and it has to do with something completely different, light bulbs. We began today's name game at the rail station in our mystery location, which actually serves two communities. Sometimes on a map you'll see these two communities linked together on the map. But right across from the station in our mystery location is a company which has been synonymous with this town, with this immediate area, for years and years and years. I've seen it for decades every time I've come through here. And that is the Luxram Company. And they are Switzerland's only manufacturer of incandescent lamps. Now, this has been part of this town for as long as I can remember, but the history of the company goes back a long ways, and the person who knows about that is Fritz Negerli of the Luxram Company. Mr. Negerli, exactly how old is Luxram?
Luxram, under the name Luxram, exists since 1952. But the company on this place was founded in the year 1898, when it was a shop for installing electrotechnical devices.
What about the product range today? I mean, I know you produce ordinary household, normal, the classic Edison incandescent lamp. But beside that, you have a lot of special products, which you really have a market niche on.
That's right. We produce for a market niche, especially lamps according to customer specifications, also in small quantities. They can be railway signal lamps, there can be train lamps, street signal lamps, and low temperature lamps, and so on.
When you say low temperature lamps, do you mean lamps which produce low heat or lamps for an operating environment where it's very cold? Is there a difference?
Well, it is for both. First, it is a low temperature because it is needed in minings, and they need to have low temperature because of the dangers of explosion in the mines.
And what's special about railway lamps or the lamps that they use still in some railroad cars here?
Well, the railway lamps, they are special in this kind that every train and every railway signal has its specifications, and we produce among those specifications for the customer his lamp.
And I believe they're usually low voltage, somewhere on 38 volts, 45 volts in there, certainly not the usual household type.
That's correct. Can be 24, can be 30, can be 48, and so on.
What about things like for photography, television, film studios, that sort of thing?
We do not produce those lamps because it needs a special equipment for. So we only are traditionally an incandescent lamp producer.
What about exports? Do your products go abroad?
Yes, they do. We have customers in Australia, we have customers in India, we have customers in Indonesia and in South America, and of course in whole Europe.
Thank you very much indeed, Fritz Negele of the Luxram Company. And that does it for this edition of the Name Game. Just a quick reminder of the clue. We have been in central Switzerland, 18 kilometers east of the city of Lucerne. Our little village here is at the bottom end of the Lake of Zug, Z-U-G, and the name of our mystery village has four letters, and it is a very important rail connection site here as well, a very important rail station in Switzerland. This is Bob Zanotti reporting from our mystery location in central Switzerland in the canton of Schwyz, thanking you very much for being with us. The best of luck.
All right, thank you very much, Bob Zanotti. Now, if you want to guess where that place is, which he didn't mention, drop us a line. Our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. Again, hs@pcjmedia.com. And you can also let us know via our Facebook page. And if you want to find out all the information where the Facebook page is, our Twitter account, etc., etc., just go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. A while ago, I said that the music on today's show is the music of Hal David and Burt Bacharach. Burt Bacharach, of course, is still with us, but Hal David passed away recently, and he has written probably some of the most memorable songs of the 20th century. So here's another two back-to-back that you certainly know. Bobby Gentry, I'll Never Fall in Love Again, and then a song that became one of the early hits for the Carpenters, Close to You.
Suddenly appear every time you are near. Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled to be close to you.
together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair, a golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you. Close to you.
Close to you.
Bobby Gentry, I'll Never Fall in Love Again, and before that, The Carpenters and Close to You. On this edition of Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio, it's nice to have you with us. What was the other thing that I wanted to mention? Oh, by the way, we have a special show coming up next month that you certainly are going to enjoy. Now, many of you have commented that you enjoy the programs that we do, let's say, on different locations, like the one we did from Singapore, Bali Island, the two shows we did from the United States, etc., etc. And some of us, well, some of you, that is, I should say, have said, why don't you do a show or a couple from Taiwan? Well, next month we have one from Taiwan. Where is it going to be? Well, you'll have to tune in to find out. So we have another on-the-road show coming up very soon, next month, in a few weeks' time. That sounds redundant, doesn't it? So, I shouldn't say on the road. Well, we are, but it's more like in our own backyard. Walk out the studio and there it is. So tune into that actually coming up next month. Let's now have a little bit more music because we have still some time. And I want to get in two more very well-known songs by Hal David and Burt Bacharach. One of them was a song that was used for the theme song to the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. That is Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head by B.J. Thomas. That'll be followed by a song very well known by Dusty Springfield, Wishin' and Hopin'.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. Soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. It won't till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Call the PCJ answer line at country code 44-20-3286-1399. That's country code 44-20-3286-1399 and leave your comments and questions. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, This is PCJ Radio. This is PCJ Radio on 88.2 FM. This is PCJ Radio on 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya. And nationwide on 5. This is PCJ Radio on KBCT in Waco, Texas. This is PCJ Radio on 9955 kilohertz to Latin America. This is PCJ Radio on 7590 kilohertz DRM. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio.
Thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you can share. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care.
Wishing and hoping, Dusty Springfield. Before that, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. And that was our little tribute, well, musically today, to Hal David, who passed away recently, and Burt Bacharach, who's still with us. Here's a little trivia question. What was the first song ever composed jointly by Burt Bacharach and Hal David? I know what it is. I'm not going to tell you. We didn't play it today. By the way, we didn't play it today. If you know what it is, let us know. HS at PCJmedia.com. That's HS at PCJmedia.com. And I will tell you next week what it is. And if somebody does get it right, we will also play it on the show as well. So, again, the question is, what is the name of the first song composed by Burt Bacharach and Hal David? I'll give you a little clue. I'll give you a few little clues, okay? First, it came out in the 1950s, late 1950s. The other clues are David Copperfield and Magical Tricks. The song, Moments to Remember, The Four Lads. Those are the clues. Sounds rather easy. I think some people will go, oh, he just gave it away. I know that I probably did in many cases, but just in case there are people out there who still don't get it, you'll try to figure it out. Anyway, answer the question and send your replies to hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. You can also let us know on our Facebook page. If you're on Facebook, just do a search for PCJ Media, PCJ Radio. Click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. And there's also a lot of very interesting discussions that take place there with myself, Andy Sennett, Bob Zanotti, Paulette, Dan Hensley, and others, as well as a number of listeners as well. And as I mentioned before on Media Network Plus, a lot of suggestions that we get from Media Network Plus actually come from listeners that leave comments on our Facebook page of stories that they would like to hear about. And we have an interesting one coming up this week, today on Media Network Plus, which is, if you're hearing the show on a Saturday, it goes out on a Saturday on the World Radio Network. We're sort of responding to the letters and emails that we've received on the show, as well as an interesting story that popped up late last week concerning us. So I think it's probably one of the first times, or the first time, that PCJ actually made it into the news on the show. To find out what it is, tune in and you'll see. Before we go, if you wish to listen to this program again as well as all past editions, you can do so at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And while you're there, you can listen to this program again and subscribe to it using Stitcher or iTunes. And every show is there. When I mean every show, including the first one that we did back in March 2009. Yes, the first show from March 2009 is also available through our website. There's a link there where you can download the, I think it's the RRS feed or whatever it's called, and you'll be able to get it that way, as well as other programs from PCJ as well. Anyway, I am going to leave you right now. So, until next time, friends, this is Keith Powell wishing you well, hoping that you join us again next week for another edition of the program. So long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news, talk, and entertainment mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher from the App Store. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu.
PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.